Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk.
News Talk.
I just changed my base of operation to New York City.
It's my favorite format is the News Talk.
News Talk. You know what? Me too. Jennifer, we have so much in common.
I know.
It's
why we're
News
here.
Talk. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So we're supposed to go over the charts for this past week. Last week of April. The shorts. That's going to be that kind of an hour.
It's
huh?
That kind of week.
I know that. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner. The overview, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The news this week and the stories, it's called News Talk Radio because we talk about the news. And so I'll go through the list. Sometimes we take them apart or I decide I want to do it as we go through the list, talking about the various things that are there. And then sometimes I just like to sort of change it up a little bit every week so it doesn't become predictable, although the predictability of doing the top 10 stories and the top 10 people, that's something you can count on listening to the program. But the good thing about it, and one of the other things that's good about it, is that these stories change every week. A couple of really interesting changes in where the numbers, the placement of the numbers on the issues, and I'll go through those for you now so you can hear, you understand what I'm talking about. At number 10, this is one of those things. I wish this was like the NFL football stuff because I think it's more interesting. I think we've run out of things to say about what's going on in the world, although that doesn't stop people from talking about the climate and the weather and stuff, but it's become banal. But anyway, that's what's number 10. So we won't spend much time talking about that. Number 9, immigration. Even though that's banal, there are a number of things that are happening like Title 42 that we ought to talk about a little bit here, because those are that river is ever changing. Number 8, the story of our racial discomfort or I don't know what's the right word. We're not comfortable with the color of our skin and others. Obviously, the whole issue of being, you know, to worrying, this usually means Black Lives Matter stuff, but it goes deeper than that. And I think we got a couple of things to talk about with regard to that this week. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number 7, January 6th. Oh, my God. Number 6, it's still there. Interesting political stuff this week from Bernie Sanders. We'll talk about that in a second. COVID, number 4.
He's not done yet.
No, he's
spoiler alert.
No. Number 3, the war. Number 2, Elon Musk. And number 1, the economy. On the people side of things, Trevor Reed is at 10. Janet Yellen at 9. Madison Cawthorn at 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Kevin McCarthy 5. Trump 4. Putin 3. Musk 2. And Biden 1. Okay, so there's the list. Let's go to number 9. The number 9 story this week is focus on immigration and Title 42. So, Jennifer, would you mind explaining what Title 42 is? Both of you can,
sure,
if you want.
The reason you're hearing a lot about it, and I think there's some confusion. I think a lot of people think that Title 42 is remain in Mexico, and that's not exactly what it is. What Title 42 is, was put into place by the Trump administration as the pandemic was starting to rage, and that allowed immigration authorities to get migrants that land on U.S. borders basically out because of the risk of COVID and bringing it in from other countries, right? Importing a disease during a pandemic, not a great idea. And so the CDC was backed behind this. It actually started in March of 2020, and it was the attempt to stop the spread of COVID-19 so that migrants could be expelled at the border, and it's been extended. Now, it's set to end on May 23rd. Many people believe the Biden administration has not really been enforcing it all that well to begin with, and even a court had to get involved a few months back saying you have to go by this rule. This is a rule that's in place. You have to expel migrants who are coming here by themselves because of the threat of COVID. So that's ending on May 23rd. It will not be renewed. It's an indication, despite what the what the administration says about what's going on in airplanes, that the pandemic is winding down and that the pandemic stage of COVID is over. That's a good thing. The bad thing is that it was allowing some control at the border, and that's going away. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of things. The first is when it's gone, it sends a message to people who want to come here and to the cartels that they're not going to have any trouble bringing more people in. And so we're expecting, even though that there are, you know, millions of people, literally a million people who have already come into the country in this fiscal year alone, that number is going to skyrocket over the next couple of months. And so the deterrence of Title 42 is gone just for people who are deciding whether or not to make the trek. Part two is, what do we expect the Biden administration to do to enforce any laws at the border? And there isn't a really clear-cut plan. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was testifying this week. It's become a priority of the Republican Congress to say, if we win the majority in the election in November, we're going to start impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas because of the complete failure at the border. Please. Nobody's been there from the administration. I mean, it's bad.
But he's not him alone that's responsible. All of these people
Under his umbrella, he could go. I mean, they've done it before.
Yeah.
So that being said, what was really revealing, and this kind of piggybacks probably with number two, the Twitter story on the list this week, is that when he was in this testimony, one of the things he admitted to is that the Biden administration under Department of Homeland Security has now a disinformation branch of the federal government that has been set up to tamp down on what they call disinformation. So a lot of people believe, even though Twitter used to say there's no censorship, everybody knows that there was censorship going on Twitter. And now that that's gone, the government has got their own branch as a backup plan that's going to start slapping misinformation claims on people. And, you know, I know you don't, we have had conversations before, and it's not really helpful to compare what is today with what was. But just imagine the reaction of people under a Trump presidency if he decided to go after the so-called fake news with the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, could you imagine if Trump started to silence the news media with a branch of government? That's exactly what the Biden administration said that they're doing, and they just brought it to the forefront this week in these immigration hearings because it's all going to be run under the Department of Homeland Security. And they've even got, like, a minister of disinformation that's been hired to run this agency. So I mean, it's like 1984 stuff.
And meanwhile, Trump has joined what's called Truth Social.
It's his company, yeah.
That's his, but it was up there, and he's now officially on it, I guess, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, so the thing with Truth Social is kind of weird. It launched a while ago. Devin Nunes, who is a congressman, quit Congress to go run this company. And when they first launched it, I think they launched too soon, and it was still like in a beta testing mode. So everybody signed up, and then they were put on a waiting list, and their profile was not created. I know because I did this, and you couldn't use the platform until like this past weekend. So at Trump's rally over the weekend in Ohio, he said, yeah, Truth Social's up and running. And now that information is spread, it's the top downloaded app in all of the Apple Store, and people are downloading it all over the place now. So, yeah, it's definitely catching some momentum. It's going to have to keep working. It's actually a nice, usable platform. It looks a lot like Twitter. But we'll see if people will keep up the momentum and if they'll be able to get rid of the glitches that they had in the first few months of service.
All right. So number one this week is the economy. And I kind of want to jump around just a little bit here while we have you focused on things that are going on not only around the country, but in California where you are. I noticed this week we were talking on the DJV program about the governor of California saying, yep, we got to tax gasoline more. We'll put more taxes on it. Not that there isn't. It's by far the heaviest tax load that anybody has to pay buying gasoline anywhere in the country. So now there apparently is in the state of California a budget surplus. Of course, Gavin Newsom is going to take all the credit. Right. So here the question has come up about taxpayers getting a rebate. So on one hand, these morons want to charge more, put more taxes on gasoline and hurt everybody who's driving. And on the other hand, well, look at all this money we got left over. We'll have to redistribute it. So how do they decide who is the money is going to, how it's redistributed, which is another thing that the Democrats love to talk about, redistribution of wealth. So how's this all going to work, Jennifer?
Well, it's really, I mean, it's very easy to have a surplus when you charge everybody that lives in California a ton of money to live here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're taxing the heck out of everybody. Of course, they're going to have lots of money laying around in Sacramento. So a couple of problems, I think, for Gavin Newsom and for the Democrats who are leading the state, they had an opportunity to put a moratorium on the gas tax, which is set to go up again on July 1st. They had to stop it by May 1st. That doesn't happen, so it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. So it looks like the gas tax is going to go up. I think 5.6% is what it's set to go up, which is another couple of cents a gallon for people. But at the same time, if you have a surplus, why are we not stopping the taxes? Why? I mean, we've got water restrictions going in California, really high gas prices that were announced this week. So to brag about a surplus seems a little bit short-sighted when people realize that they're paying
really
a lot of money to live here.
Yeah.
The economic story, I know. The economic story that I think is probably even more important to people across the country is that the economy contracted during the first 3 months of the year. That was a surprise to a lot of people. If it does it again, this fear of recession is going to be there. It already is.
Drummed up by the news media and the social media.
Well,
the fear of recession, all that is, there are always recessions. There are daily recessions, weekly recessions.
Yeah.
Things go up and things go down. This is more nonsense to scare people. Oh my God.
But I think you've had a lot of economists be pretty, I don't know. They don't want to say, yes, we're headed to a recession, or at least they haven't. But now I think the number is about 35% of economists say that we could be headed
towards a recession. So what good does that do?
The problem is inflation. The inflation rate is
driving
there.
No, that's not what I'm saying. To continue to talk about it,
yeah,
that's the thing that really is.
Well, that's what makes the story so big, is that people are talking about it, and people are afraid about their financial future.
But they're afraid. That's just the point. And being afraid doesn't fix anything. All right, we'll continue. 18 after. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. Time for comments from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, from our listeners. Jay Kirshner in charge of monitoring all of that. And you can contact us pretty easily on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn Radio or at On Air Victoria or at Jay Kirshner. Help yourself. First item of interest has to do with Elon Musk scooping up Twitter. What are listeners saying about that, Jay?
Lots of thoughts. We have Sam Wells who says, good, maybe we will see more freedom of speech on Twitter from now on and less shadow banning of pro-freedom, pro-capitalist, pro-constitution kind of tweets.
Yeah.
Jim Boyle says, it's his money. He can buy whatever he wants. True that, Jim. True that.
Yeah.
Stephen J. says, I am interested to see what he does with it. If you haven't noticed, he's rich because he's smart.
Aha!
It's a valid statement. And you have Della Schofield who says, all the people complaining about lack of freedom of speech when what they're actually fighting for is freedom to spew hate speech. So that's a different perspective.
Don't worry. There'll be plenty of hate on Twitter still. You don't have to worry about that.
Right. I was going to say, in every other social media.
Going downhill.
All right. So Donald Trump has been held in civil contempt in New York. What are people saying about that?
Linda Green says, just post when he's finally arrested. I'm tired of hearing about all of his crimes, and yet he remains free. Anyone else would have already been in prison.
Interesting.
Jim Mahoney's take is he's not above the law. Now do something about it. We are all held accountable, except for the former guy. Where Gwen Ashton says, it's a distraction to what a disaster Biden and his crew have become. Mm-hmm. And Judith Jacobs kind of echoes that, saying, breathlessly awaiting the subpoena for Hunter, Joe, and other associates of the Biden crime syndicate.
What an interesting way of putting it, the Biden crime, the BCS. All right, so what are people saying about the situation in Ukraine?
Yeah, that war. Chris Katz says the Russian citizens will need to rise up against Putin if they want him out. Somehow the truth needs to get to the people. If they see the atrocities and see how many of their own countrymen have died, maybe they'll rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie Meyer says civilians are trapped. Many are fighting to protect their country because they don't have other options. Not everyone can find some place to go or quote-unquote start over. Joe Roscoe says, if you look at different news sites around the world, everyone is reporting differently on the war. It's hard deciding what to believe. with everyone having their own agenda.
No, it's not. Go ahead. What else?
Can't really deny some of the things that are happening, for sure.
Yeah.
Amy Mule says, Putin is a threat to all peace-loving inhabitant of the whole world. He must fall.
Yep. There you go. All right. I found something interesting that I wanted to spend a moment on. The comedian Bill Burr. And I didn't know much about him. I guess he's on stage on SNL from time to time. He has been writing about Gina Carano's public firing from The Mandalorian because of a tweet that somebody, some people deemed offensive. She was an MMA fighter, she turned actor, she'd been a lot of stuff, pretty recognizable. And Burr, who's a liberal, said he thought it was funny that the liberals proved her point. And he said it's disappointing to see the left become how the right used to be when they went after the Dixie Chicks after they criticized George Bush. Remember that? A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Most are just trying not to get in trouble. But there's this small collection of lunatics, either on the right or the left, at any given moment, that cause hysteria. I agree with him 100%. 28 after the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is still on a roll. The core personal consumption expenditures price index jumped 5.2% in March from a year ago. It's the index the Federal Reserve keeps a close eye on when it looks at inflation. If food and energy prices are included, the PCE jumped by 6.6%. That's the biggest jump since January 1982. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion in taxpayer money in the latest package for Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is wasting little time preparing the bill.
We were ready with our Appropriations Committee to start writing as soon as we got the numbers from the Office of Management and Budget and the President's announcement made public, and we hope to, as soon as possible, pass that legislation.
This is USA Radio News. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's unlikely the United States will ever reach true herd immunity from COVID-19. He says this is because it's different from other viruses.
We don't see measles in the United States because A, people are immune to it, and B, the virus doesn't change. We're not seeing that with SARS-CoV-2. We're seeing variants that emerge every few months.
Fauci says the goal now is to control COVID-19 such that people still get infected regularly, but it's not disrupting society, similar to the flu or common cold. Brides may be in for sticker shock over the skyrocketing cost of a summer wedding. Wedding planner Tracy French says brides are facing some tough choices. If they can't absorb the extra expense, it could mean cuts to the guest list. The wedding planning website Knot says about 2.5 million weddings are expected this year. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 34 after the hour, this is the overview of what's going on this week in the News Talk Radio field, in the world of News Talk Radio, with eminent stars of the DJV program, including me. How do you like that? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and my friend John Harper has joined us from WMEL down on the Space Coast. I love having him here from time to time with his perspective, and because Victoria's off this week, gives us a chance to deal with John and his thoughts. And I think we ought to start with, I guess, in terms of number one, the economy, the circumstances in Florida where there seems to be a conflict, how do you like that for being genteel, between the government of Florida, the governor, and the Disney folks, and what the impact of that is. I don't think a lot of people knew, John, that Disney sort of operated in its own world and has for the decades since it bought all that land, the cheap land. And it was bought not by Disney, but by some company that nobody ever heard of so that it didn't attract attention, right?
That's absolutely right. In the late 50s, early 60s, I can remember my father driving my brother and I through Orlando and Orange Grove, and there was a sign going up saying future home of Disney World. And we kind of wondered what was that all about, and the name of the company, the company that bought the land, was not recognizable. So you're absolutely right, Doug, but Disney throughout the decades has kind of had their own little government going on there in that portion of Orange County, and they have done a lot of things quietly. And they've done their own thing, and now it's come to light of some of the things that the governor doesn't like, but doesn't realize that it could impact the citizens of the state of Florida over $1 billion in revenue if that goes through and if it is lost. And a lot of people are waking up to that fact.
So in terms of that area, you're on the Space Coast. I always say to people that the best experience I ever had in going down there was going to the Space Coast. When you and I would go over there, when Jay Honeycutt was running the space station and the whole that whole shuttle system, and we had access to it, and it was just a great feel good place and a wonderful place for people to go take their children to see what goes on there. You're going to go to Disney World, okay, that's all right, but there are lots of other things going on in that area besides Disney, right?
Well, there certainly is, Doug, and to the listeners as well. And now there are so many rockets being launched by SpaceX that just about a rocket is going up once a week, and you can time your vacation or whatever it is that you want to see and do. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
that's
it's
so cool.
Pretty spectacular. And SpaceX and Elon Musk have certainly put the Space Coast back on the map and doing some great things here in the area. Jennifer was asking me what people here thought about Elon Musk, and just very positive feelings and thoughts toward him and what he and his company, SpaceX, are doing for this particular area of the state.
You know, it really bothers me about the attitude some people have toward Elon Musk. Here's a guy who's smart, as one of our listeners pointed out when we were going through all the social media comments for issues of the week. He's smart. He's created something out of nothing. It's the American way. It's the American dream. And here he is. He gets criticized by people.
He's also picked up where the government's failed us with the space program. I mean, I know one of the things that we totally agree with 100%, Doug, is that our space program brought people together. Democrats, Republicans, everybody rooted for America when it came to space launches. And now that was gone. And so here comes Elon Musk, and he picks up that torch and he goes with it. I don't know. I'm not going to I don't know what to think about Elon Musk. I don't really care. But what he does as a businessman is,
well,
I think, pretty incredible.
Yeah, I don't care who his girlfriend is. Why does that make any difference? The fact that he bought Twitter this past week and what it did never mind the fact that he paid $54 a share for it, way above what really it seemed to be valued at. But the idea that he says he's going to make sure that what comes out on Twitter will be better, enhancing new features
and he did it again. He identified a problem, right?
Right.
Something that wasn't working, like the space program, like Twitter, and he put his money where his mouth is. So
And we don't go running around at this point blaming. It's not about blaming him. They just fix the problem. You know, you can go back to when George Bush was president and he screwed up the space program by cutting the budget, and then Obama didn't do it any good either, and so we've kind of fallen on darker times down there. I remember when the announcement was made, there were 6,000 people got laid off like in 1 week when the shuttle system was sort of coming. We could still be using the shuttles.
But that has certainly come back, and the workforce is growing every day. There are new companies, especially coming here from California, and they're moving in, bringing high-paid salaries to the area. And all of this is a spinoff of what Elon Musk and SpaceX has been doing for the Space Coast of Florida.
Yep. All right, let's go back to number 8, which is the story, the race relations, the issues around it. Some people say the FDA's proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is racist. Well, there's always going to be somebody that says it's racist. More black people smoke menthol cigarettes, apparently. Now the FDA has become racist, and Joe Biden is a racist, and yada, yada, yada. So menthol cigarettes, as far as I'm concerned, we ought to make all smoking of everything illegal.
Here's the problem with that, though. And look, I agree with you. I'm not a smoker. I think smoking is bad. It's slicing up your lungs. I have no love.
It costs us a lot in insurance.
I know.
Taxes.
But what I fear, and again, here's the word fear, the F word, but what I fear will happen, I mean, think about Freddie Gray. He was the guy who lost his life, right, selling an illegal cigarette on the streets of New York. So these menthol cigarettes are not going to go away. I think by making them illegal, the government might be inadvertently creating a black market for them. And I don't know if that's going to be any better. You're still going to have people who are sick. You're still going to have people who are smoking. You're just going to have now a whole underbelly, and you're adding to the culture of, you know, underground distribution of things like this. So I don't know how much it really is going to help. I think it's kind of a
dumb attempt, actually.
John, I'd like to get your comments on this number eight, sticking with race relations. SpaceX sent, was it, six people into space this week, and one of them was a black woman named Jessica Watkins. So the headline isn't around, or the tribute isn't made for all the people that went up. The only name you see is Jessica Watkins because she's black. And I find that extraordinarily offensive. She's not, maybe she's there. I hope she's not there because she's black. I hope she's not there because she's a woman. I hope she's there because scientifically she knows how to do research. She's smart. She's been well trained. And she's the best, one of the best qualified people to go up there. So, but, you know, again, here we are twisting that race screw into the side of who knows what.
Very well qualified, Doug, and for the listeners as well. And she came with impeccable qualifications, and that's why she was chosen to fly on that particular mission. And it didn't matter.
But that's not the headline, John. The headline
exactly.
is she's the first black woman on the International right. Space Station. That's the headline. Not that she's qualified. Not that she's good. And that's what bugs the you-know-what out of me, anyway.
It seems like in many respects, Doug, we haven't advanced too far.
No.
If we're still worried about if she's black or whatever the color may be or nationality, and that's unfortunate. Instead of in this day and age just looking at how a particular person is qualified to fly to the International Space Station.
Yeah.
So that's
right. kind of
sad.
All right, here's another example. Every year, the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism tracks incidents of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism, that sort of thing. And this year, 2,700 incidents all over the country, a 34% increase from the year before. So what is this? We're back to skinheads and, you know, Holocaust deniers and harassment and things putting on, you know, on the side of synagogues, spray cans of things. There have been a lot of anti-Semitic assaults on people, a huge increase in that in the past year or so. So to what do we attribute? Is this immaturity? Is that, you know, because we keep talking about the rise of the skinheads, anti-Semitic, at the same time that Putin says he's going to save the Ukrainians from the Nazis, this stuff is going on. This is a racial, you know, the ethnic side of Judaism versus the religious side has impact like this all over the place, does it not?
Well, it most certainly does. The implications are all over the place, as you said, Doug, and it kind of backs up what we were just saying about the woman who just came back from flying to the International Space Station. It's the same thing all over again. And what has changed? It seems like second verse, same as the first.
That's good. Number five, partisan politics. Let's hear it for Bernie.
Speaking of more division, there we go, from politics to race.
Uh-huh. So what is Bernie wants what to happen? I thought this was pretty interesting, Jennifer.
Well, I think Bernie Sanders is looking to maybe run again for president. He says he's talking a lot about how Democrats are going to take a shellacking this year, that the messaging has been wrong. He was making suggestions for how to reframe things going into the midterm elections. But I think there are a lot of people, and he himself has said he has not ruled out running again. And if you look at what Bernie Sanders has done, I know a lot of people discount him because he's, you know, got the coat and he looks, you know, it's Vermont chic is his style, sort of. But I think what in 2016, he changed the flow of the election, right? He was the guy from the outside who did really well, and he attracted a lot of people in. By the time 2020 came around, he had really set the tone for the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party went very hard left following the track of Bernie Sanders, where a lot of people who were on that primary stage during 2020 on the Democrat side were actually trying to out-left Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And so from being the outlier to setting the tone in 2020, is it possible that he's got a shot in 2024, even given his age and such?
But who are they talking to? This is not the majority.
People.
This is not middle America. At all, by any stretch of the imagination.
The polling that has come out says that young people, by and large, are disenfranchised with both parties. They don't like Democrats. They don't like Republicans. Joe Biden's polling, I think he had, and I'm just quoting a survey that came out literally like 2 days ago. His polling is bad with everybody, but with young people, at this time last year, he had like a 60% approval rating, and now it's down to, I think, about 39 or 40%. So young people have totally dropped off of what they think Joe Biden is capable of. So they're going to be looking for someone. And who can capture young people? It might actually be the 80-year-old guy in his coat. I mean, it seems kind of funny, but
it
could be true.
Yeah. Amazing. Be interesting to see how he plays and some of the others. The revival of the White House Correspondents' Dinner coming up next week. That'll be on everybody's mind. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a recap of the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories, by the way, every week, both at talkers.com and djvshow.com. At number 10, the weather and stories related to that, pollution, what's going on in the oceans, etc. Number 9, immigration, specifically Title 42. Number 8, race relations. Number 7, crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number 6, the continuing ad nauseum of January 6th. Number 5, the political realities of what's coming up in the midterm elections. COVID is 4, Russia, Ukraine, the war, all the ancillary stories with that. Number 3 this week, Elon Musk making lots of, I don't know if noise is the right word, but a lot of people paying attention to him because he acquired Twitter. Number 2 this week, and the economy is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, and coming up to 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, for the last week of April. These are the people that are being talked about and their connection to the stories, the top 10 stories. Trevor Reed is at number 10. Janet Yellen is 9. Madison Cawthorn is 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 7. The old fossil himself, Mitch McConnell, number 6. Kevin McCarthy, who just looks like he's angry all the time, is 5. Donald Trump, he looks relaxed and rested now that he's not the president. The two Vlads at 3. Vladimir Putin, bad, bad, bad guy, bad Vlad. And then there's Mr. Zelensky, who's the other person at number 3. Number 2, Elon Musk and all of his activities. Number one, Joe Biden, President of the United States, person responsible for lots of controversy. I think just as an aside, I wish he'd say what he wanted to say and people would not come back and say, oh, this is what he really meant. Anyway, we've got all of these stories and people listed on the website for the DJV Show, djvshow.com, and at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to overview the top five items, counting down from number five to number one from the world of technology this week. As Victoria is out, I'm joined by Jay Kirshner to go from number five to number one. Number five, Jay, is what's going on at Amazon.
Well, they can begin construction on the helix-shaped tower centerpiece of its second headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. The project will comprise 2.8 million square feet of the office space in three 22-story buildings, and
wow,
it's expected to be completed in 2025. This is expected to create 25,000 jobs in the state.
Hmm. But think about that, what Amazon is doing, what they're building around the country. There's, you can't go into any state and not find some huge big warehouse that's on acres and acres of land. And so the warehouses are one thing, but this is an office building.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, this is their second headquarters. So you're going to have the three buildings, 2.5 acres of public open spaces. There's going to be restaurants, there will be green space, an amphitheater, a dog run, retail pavilions. It's like its own community.
Yep. A lot of that going on around the country. Google did that, or still doing it in California, as a matter of fact. So is Microsoft. At number four this week, big tech companies like Google, speaking of Google, and Facebook, or at least the parent of Facebook, Meta, have to police their platforms better to better protect users in Europe from hate speech, disinformation, a lot of other harmful online content. This sort of goes along with a poll that we were talking about on the DJV program of people just wanting information and being tired of the disinformation that's so apparent. Especially on the free and open technical spots like Facebook and Twitter and that ilk. The European Union clinched the agreement in principle on what they call the Digital Services Act. A lot of negotiations began last week. The law will force tech companies to make it easier for users to flag problems, to ban online advertising aimed at children especially, and to empower regulators to punish noncompliance with billions of dollars of fines. Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission here have filed antitrust actions against Google and Facebook. Congress has been divided on efforts to address competition, privacy, and disinformation. Well, another example of Congress not doing their job, as far as I'm concerned. All right, we're counting them down. At number three, Jay, a focus on the FCC.
Yeah, they're going to be voting May 19th on a plan to help curb the flow of overseas robocalls in the U.S. The rules, if adopted, it would mean that gateway providers, which carry the international calls to American networks, they have to participate in robocall mitigation efforts. Now, that means that providers would have to aid in blocking efforts and take responsibility for any illegal robocalls. And if they fail to comply with the rules, the providers could be blocked by other network participants.
I think this is something that most Americans would say it's about time. Again, another example of the just toothless government that we are being served by. This is something long ago that should have been addressed. Okay, number two on our countdown of the hot tech stories this week. Russia, according to Microsoft, conducting hundreds of cyber attacks. I think this is a couple of really important stories. The one you just did on robocalls and this one is these are very important for people who understand. If you didn't hear the story, listen up. The report that Russia has carried out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cyber attacks, destructive attacks against not only Ukraine, but us, Europe, everywhere around the world. So Microsoft, which is working with, in this circumstance, the Ukrainian cybersecurity people to defend against these cyber attacks, said the Russians have relentlessly been after the Ukrainian government's, all of their software and the communication between the two, trying to degrade it or just wipe it out. Six separate Russian state actors carried out at least 237 operations against Ukraine. The 40% or 40 of those were destructive attacks aimed at permanently destroying files and hundreds of systems. And they've been doing that not only in Ukraine, but obviously more of it now because of the war. But the infrastructure that they've gone after here in our country, the elections, that kind of stuff, isn't it time that we do something pretty imperative and pretty strong to make a statement about that? I think that's the case anyway. All right, quickly, number one, Jay.
Elon Musk has bought Twitter. We all know this. $44 billion in cash, helped when kind of arranged by Morgan Stanley. And his main goal is to, what he says, make Twitter better. New features, algorithms, open source to increase trust and all that good stuff.
Isn't it very interesting how there's so much focus now on these sort of operations and making things legit? 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.